Today's shiur is sponsored L'Ilui Nishmas El Yochim Getzel Ben Doiv, whose yahrzeit was on Chol HaMoed Pesach, by his mishpacha. We are up to Perek Beis Siv Zayin. In Shmei Shabbos Kol Chosa, we are on page Mem Gimel in the new print. In the middle, discussing halachas of cooking on Yom Tov. So Siv Zayin begins, Mutter l'hishtamesh b'chag b'chol ha'miskonim l'chimu mayim. One can use all the various electric urns and hot pumps and stuff like that, generally speaking, on Yom Tif. Right? Bein b'sho she'heim mufalim, whether they're on, bein b'sho she'einam mufalim, when they're off, v'heim mitzuyim b'vest chum, even though they have a thermostat. U'bavad shal yadlik b'yadayim es guf achimum. As long as you make sure that the way this electric urn works, by you taking out water, putting in water, that you're not doing anything that's directly electrical, that you're not turning anything on and off. Right, so you have an urn, you know, a large urn, and it's starting to run down a little bit. So you're allowed to do bishul. So you're allowed to add a small amount of hot water at a time that won't ignite the electricity to turn on the hot water. But if you have an electric urn that when you let water in, electronics automatically go on, the heating element automatically goes on, and when you shut it off, something electronically automatically stops. Then even on Yom Tov you can't use it, because obviously you cannot do something that's going to directly cause an electrical current to start or stop. So you have to make sure that the fire, there's no direct fire that's electronically caused to go on and off by what you're doing. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to put on the fire a pot. Even though you take out of the pot, out of the freezer, and there's frozen fat, and by putting it on the fire, you're going to congeal and melt all this fat. Right? It's still permitted to do so on Yom Tov. You don't say it's neilat and it's awesome. You could defrost shuman, you could defrost any type of oil or fat to fry with it on Yom Tov. Kishem shemut lefesh l'vash, just like you could cook and bake on Yom Tov. V'shaloi kibi Shabbos, it's not like Shabbos, asher l'chadchilo yesh l'hak b'tshoi l'haf sheba shuman. Whereas on Shabbos we said you shouldn't defrost fat that's going to sit as fat by itself, it's going to become liquefied because of noilat. On Yom Tov there's no problem. We're going to see later. So we're going to hold off on preparing medications for a chel shein bei sakana for perik lamed gimel. Siv yud also, which is in the open siv tes, says linyan hashimish bikaraim chashmalayis biyamdiv, as far as using electronic oven yamdiv, look early in perik aleph, we discussed it already. Linyan hashimish bikaitziv gaz, as far as using a gaz, look in Perek Yud Gimel Sifta Zayin, and he says, you know, all the other types of stuff, we electronics and ovens we spoke about, or we will talk about. L'inyan Aktonas Eishel Tzorech HaBishul B'Yom Tov, to lower a fire on Yom Tov, wait till Perek Yud Gimel. Or L'inyan Psichas HaBarozim Shalasak HaMerkozes, says essential main, you know, flames and pilots, we're going to see in Perek of Gimel. So we're not going to go into that right now, because that's all going to be totally in more deeper in Halacha of ovens, now look of how these fires work. But basically speaking, well, you know, we do raise flames when you need it to cook on Yom Tov. Lowering your flame, we're going to see, is not so pashut. Only when it's tzarech habishul. Some hold after, you know, if you don't have no other flame that you could do eish me'eish. Shail, because the kibbutz is necessary. But we're going to wait till we get to that later on. We're going to continue now with Erev Tafshilin, Sif Yud Aleph, in the old Prince Sif Yud, on the bottom of page Mem Dalet. Yom Tov shechal liyos be'erev Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Friday, be'etzem me'ikar adin, ain't oifen, but really you can't cook for Shabbos. Ain't mevashen, but you can't bake or cook for Shabbos. Ve'im mechinim b'kol ma'ich l'tzarech yom ha'machas. Really, one inherently, atzachono, should not be allowed to prepare. Just like you can't prepare from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov, you can't prepare from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov if the other day is Shabbos. Or if the last day Yom Tov is Friday. Like happened this year in Eretz Yisrael. The last day Pesach was Friday. Right? the Shabbos was already not Pesach. They needed Erev Tavshilim. Chutzaretz, we also needed Erev Tavshilim because the last day was Shabbos of Pesach, but Friday was the seventh day. Right? So you need Erev Tavshilim in order to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Avon Meichin Tavshilu Pas, if you go prepare cooked item or bread, the Erev Yom Tov, the Seimechalov Sheheba Hachonazum Shem Tchilas Hachanosel Letzerech Shabbos, Mamshech Umevashel. Chazal allowed an Erev Tavshilin, okay, because of the Sfarah of Hayil, which means Hayil says that if you had guests who would come to visit, you may use this food on Yom Tov. So as long as, Shabur explains, Bar Aloch explains, as long as you cook early enough in the day on Friday that the stuff is fully cooked before Shabbos, but they write that you're allowed to cook. Because what would happen if guests would show up? You need food to serve them. So we say, Hoyle, that since guests would come, you'd have the food for them. So they write it's permitted to cook just in case you have guests. So for that to be, Allah tells us, want us to make sure that the food, we're going to see later in Sefer Daled, should be fully cooked before Shabbos, right? And Chazal allowed that by starting to prepare before Yom Tov, and that's why we take a matzah, an egg, or a matzah, or one baked item and one cooked item, you make an Erev Tavshilin, right? So as if you started preparing before Yom Tov, Chazal allowed you to continue on Yom Tov preparing for Shabbos. The Tavshil Zeshu, Saimer Chalav, who are Nikra Erev Tavshilin. This baked and cooked item, which you say the bracha, and you say Bahadein Eruvo, right? That is your Erev Tavshilin that allows you to begin cooking Erev Yom Tov, and to continue on Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos. L'chadchilu yesh l'hochin, as a tavshilin avor Erev be'erev Yom Tov v'loi kaidim. He says, l'chadchilu, the best time to prepare, like to cook the egg you're going to use, or bake the thing you're going to use, is l'chadchilu is the best on Erev Yom Tov. Because I chose he started on Erev Yom Tov preparing. And you're continuing on Yom Tov. But the ever av m'hochin as tavshilin, ne'erev Yom Tov yachluz me'chalav la'saizim be'erev Yom Tov v'loi. But you have it, your wife cooked their high-boiled eggs 2-3 days before Yom Tov. You have the matzah that's in the matzah box. But you have it, you're right, you could use something that was baked or cooked in advance. But the Chachilu wants to cook or bake something on Erev Yom Tov itself for the Erev Tavshilin. See if you'd base, this is not in the old print, in the new print on page Mem Hey. Shira Tavshil on Nitzach Erev Tavshilin is Kazayas. You should use something that's at least the size of Kazayas for Erev Tavshilin. Ilu but pass when you're using bread or matzah, chatchil shir kebeir. You should chatchil shir kebeir. Gulishay hidur ha mitzvah. He says it's more mahudur to yikach tavshil choshev v'taf v'pas shleima. Not to just use some cooked item that you know that's not choshev, but to use a choshev cooked item. Could be that's why some people mak would use a whole hard boiled egg. Tadav choshev, it's a barrier, it's its own item, right? And use an entire pass. To use an entire matzah, or to use an entire challah, or entire challah roll, not to just use a piece. Mitzvah kol echad le'erev erevu tashin afil ishtar b'nei beisai shel adam tfeil mehem le'eruvay shalai. One person makes an erev, and his family members, his wife, anyone who's buying for Yom Tov, his tafel becomes secondary to his erev. They don't need their own erev. You have two guys living or two girls living in an apartment. Well, they share their food. Everything's together. The same Michal Shulchan Echad. They have one table. One should make the Erev Tavshilin and Miyetzi the other. Shouldn't use the Bracha Levatal. You shouldn't make extra brachas. One Erev Tavshilin works for the whole apartment. Sif Yud Aleph on bottom page Mem Hey. If you need to open this on page Sif Yud Beis. Yizar b'yom tov shechal b'erev Shabbos l'hakdim achonos mecholov l'Shabbos. Person should be careful on Yom Tov that falls on Friday to prepare his food, like we said in the Akdama earlier on Friday. K'day sheyigma melachta b'oida yom gadol, so that all his cooking is done well before sundown. Ach v'shasat chag yesh l'hakdil, if one stuck, one couldn't, you can be lenient. Even if you're doing your preparations all the way up till Shabbos, like this year in America, where the eighth day of Pesach, Yom Tov Sheni was on Friday. First day, seventh day was on Friday. Take that back. But Friday Yom Tov Sheni, in the case when you'll have Yom Tov Sheni, will be on Friday. Friday Sheish Lismach Lahakul Le'esatzerich, one can be makel to do a close of the Shabbos. It says V'ro La'el Shalachatchilu Yish Lahakvet Shatavshilum V'gam Amayim Yume V'shom Kol Tzorchem K'varav Neknizu Shabbos. One should make sure it's fully cooked. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, brings the dafke on, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, like we said earlier, because of Hoyel, one should make sure his stuff is fully cooked. To be our loch in two places even mentions, L'chatrila, one should be Mekabel Shabbos earlier. Then you use an Erev Tavshilin. This way you'd make sure that all your stuff is ready when it's still Yom Tov. It says, Mamash to say Baruch Hu, to be Mekabel Shabbos early, before Shkia, but Eida Yem God. Obviously, you have to plug, but before Shkia. Sif Tezvav. Sif Tezvav. Hatafshel. Page Memvav. Vahapashel Erev Zeh. You have to make sure that this cooked and baked item that you prepared today of Tafshilin, tzarech shiyu kayom ad l'shah shiyigmer l'vashel. You have to make sure not to eat it. You have to make sure it's still around until you finish doing all your cooking and your baking and your preparations for Shabbos. Lefesh lahadlik b'yam shishi kol shu tzarech l'vashel. Lefesh lahadlik tzarech Shabbos l'chveda. What happens if avda einech l'apas? What happens if it got lost there of Tafshilin or got eaten? Ein b'kach klum, it doesn't matter. Alam avad einech l'tafshil l'anishim in a kezayis or yishuv nesel l'ochen tzarech Shabbos. Says, but if it's lost to the point or both is gone, so if only the pas is eaten, he says, no problem. But if they're both totally gone, so then you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos. V'noi gen lishmei sapas l'chemishnah b'su d'shushal Shabbos. He says, the minhag is that to take by shalosh shudas on Shabbos and use this pas shlema that you prepared for the Erev Tavshilin, to use that dafka as part of your l'chemishnah on Shabbos and shalosh shudas. Se'if tazayin. When you make an Erev Tavshilin, Chayel Vorich, make the bracha, Hashem, and Shalom, and Tzitzit, and Tzivonu, Al Mitzvahs Erev. When you finish making the bracha, you say, Bahadein Eruva, with this Erev, Yeshar, Lonu, Lemefu, Levashel, be permitted to me to bake, to cook, Latmona, to do Atmona, Ladlok, Shragat, light a fire, Lemevat, Koltza, Chona, to prepare all my needs, Miyam Tavil, Shabbos, Lonu, Lechoysol, Adar, and Berezais. And definitely a Rav should include all the Yidden in this city. But Sunday Lev Be'erv Zeh Yehmut Lonu Lefesh Levash Ladman, which translates into Hebrew. Kishem Makne Zechuz Be'erv Gam Lacher, if you're including other people in the Erev, say Lonu L'chol Yisrael Adar Be'er Azayis. V'yeh Shloi Lahakne Zeh Zeh Tavshilin Ode Acha She'ene Mibnei Be'esay V'loim Lo Kibel Tavshil Zeh V'zachar Be'er L'chol Adar Be'er Asmuch Am Erev Zeh. If you're making an Erev Tavshilin and you're having other people in mind, especially a Rav who's doing it for the people in the city, he should give this bread and this matzah to somebody to be kaina, that he's going to use the Erev Tavshilin to be zochen l'adam shalai b'fanav, to be kaina in it, to acquire it for everybody else who may need it. He's not makna, he doesn't have to say l'chol yisrael. Misha eni meivin l'oshan ha-kodesh, if you don't understand Hebrew or Aramaic or ba'adein eruva, you could say it in any language that you understand. Make the bracha and you just say that this bread, this amaitzi, this bread item, this baked item, this cooked item should be at the beginning of my preparation, so that I should be permitted to bake and cook, to do hatmono, to prepare candles, and do all the needs that I need for Shabbos. See if you'd zayin. Shnei yom tayim shechal yizbeim chamishim shishi. When Yom Tov falls out on Thursday and Friday, like next year Pesach, will Mir Tzashem. You make your Erev Tavshilin Erev Yom Tov, the Hainu B'Yom Revi on Wednesday. Even though you already made the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, it doesn't allow you to cook on the first day Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can only cook on the second day Yom Tov, on Friday for Shabbos. It says if you want to see all the rest of the halachas, look in Siman Tavkuf Chav Zayin in Shulchan Aruch. We will stop here. The next year will begin about Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. Today's year is sponsored. Le'ilu Nishmas El Yochim Getzel, Benner of Dov, whose Yartzeit was on Chalamay Pesach, by his Mishpacha. Anyone else would like to sponsor a share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on Sponsor a Share button, or email rabbifishman@gmail.com.